听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, and this month's Animal Tales features an animal with a very unusual tail. It's wide and flat, and the animal uses it to slap the water. Yes, I'm talking about the beaver. Beavers are hard workers indeed. That's why we have the English idiom, as busy as a beaver. That idiom, of course, is also found in the title of our lesson. Let's find out what we can learn from the busy beaver after we glance at some key words. The first is the verb pine. Sally pined for her little lost dog. Next is the word lodge. Nick spent his vacation at the lodge in the woods. And our third word is makeshift, as in, it's raining. I'll use this big plastic bag as a makeshift raincoat. Okay, now, if you will, please open your magazines to page 22 as we begin our lesson, As Busy as Beavers.
As Busy as Beavers. Beaver advice: work first, play later. Bucky was an eager beaver.
Make way, he cried. Here comes another log.
Aw, Dad, Junior pined. We have plenty of logs already. Let's just make do with the ones we have.
Certainly not, replied Bucky. We must make sure that our lodge by the riverbank is sturdy and strong. We must make use of all the logs we can. After all, when the floodwaters come, we don't want our home to be destroyed.
Aw, Dad, our makeshift dam is strong enough. We'll make out all right. We always have.
Besides, complained Junior,
we've been as busy as beavers.
Hi, friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Esther, and today in our Animal Tales, we have a very exciting story for you about beavers. And our title is As Busy as Beavers. Now, first, let's talk about beavers. Beavers are mammals. They live close to the water, and they are always doing something. They have teeth that kind of come out, and they make dams, and they build many things with their teeth. And in fact, if you look in our text on page 22, we have a picture of the two beavers we will be talking about today, a father and his son.
That's right, and beavers are very busy animals, and they're always busy making things. So often we will have a saying that you are busy as a beaver. That means that you're very busy. And our article starts off with a beaver named Bucky, who says, who was an eager beaver. And that's another saying that we have. If you're eager, that means you are excited to be doing something. So it sounds like Bucky is very eager to be working.
So Bucky is the father, and we begin the story, and he says, make way. If you say make way, it means let me through. I need to get through. So he's saying make way, or open up a way, he cries. And then he says, Wya, here comes another log. And logs are big pieces of tree trunks, and beavers make things with logs. Now, Chip, why does he say Wya?
Well, that's a good question. And actually, yeah, when he says Wya, he will say that several times in our article. And really, he's just, it's just something meaningless that he's saying. Sometimes if I want to fill some quiet space, I will say, and then I'll give a sentence, or and I'll give a sentence. Well, this beaver says, why, that's what he says.
So here comes another log. He's very excited. He wants to work, but his son doesn't feel like that. His son, Junior, cries, why, oh, Dad. So Junior pined. And here the word pined means to be very sad about something. It's like you're losing something. Junior doesn't want to work. He says, we have plenty of logs already. Let's just make do with the ones we have. Let's just make do. Let's just try to work with the logs that we have. Accept the fact and get on with things.
Okay. And he says, why, certainly not. We must make sure that our lodge by the riverbank is sturdy and strong. Now, when he says we must make sure, that's a way of saying we must make ourselves certain, or we do something so that we're sure. We check so that we will be sure that our lodge will be sturdy and strong. And now a lodge is the word that we use when we're talking about the beaver's home. We call the beaver's home a lodge.
Right, and we also use this word when we're talking about the place you're staying, or your home can also be the lodge where you live. So they must make their lodge by the riverbank sturdy and strong. It has to be very sturdy. It has to be very stable, because if the rains come, well, their lodge might be destroyed. He says, why, after all, when the flood waters come, we don't want our home to be destroyed. So not only will rain destroy their lodge, flood waters will also destroy their lodge.
Okay, so even beavers, even though beavers can swim, they still have to prepare for a flood. And so the son says, aw, Dad, our makeshift dam is strong enough. Now, makeshift is a word that we would use when we're talking about a substitute or something temporary. He's saying that this dam, this wall of logs, is, you know, it's not ideal, but it's good enough, isn't it? It's good enough for a temporary use.
Right, and he's saying their dam. Now, a dam is something that is built to keep the water from coming in, and humans often build dams to keep the flood water from coming in or to make electricity. So he's saying, we'll make out all right, Junior says. He means we'll succeed, we'll be okay, we'll accomplish our goal, and we'll be okay. He says, we always have, and he continues on, besides, we've been as busy as beavers. So he is complaining. He thinks they'll be okay. But let's see what happens after we go to the chat room and take a break.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken, and Brandon is here today.
Hello, everyone, and hi, Ken. It's great to be back in the chat room today, Ken. What would you like to talk about?
Well, Brandon, I really need help with something.
You need help? Help with what? Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I just need to know what you think about something.
Oh, you mean you need my advice?
Yes, I need your advice.
No, not advise. That's the verb. You need my advice.
Advice.
You got it. So you need my opinion about something to help you solve your problem.
Yes, kind of like the beaver's advice in today's article.
Oh, yes. The beavers do give us some good advice about hard work. So, Ken, what kind of advice do you need?
Well, I need to know if I should join the gym. I need to get some exercise, but I'm not sure if I should spend the money.
Well, Ken, I think that if you actually go to the gym each week, then it's worth the money. But if you don't think you will go regularly, then don't join. But remember, it's important to live a healthy lifestyle.
You're right, Brandon. I think I'll join. 注意这个字的发音, advice, 这是个名词表示建议、指点、忠告。 I need your advice. 不要把它读成 advise。 如果是advise, 把母音拉长, 字尾改成z的音, 就变成了动词, 除非你是把它读作, 当作动词用。Can you advise me? 你能不能给我一个建议? Say, Brandon, isn't there another word that describes this act of giving advice?
Oh, you may be thinking of the word counsel. This is a synonym for advice, and a person who gives advice or counsel is called a counselor.
So if I need advice about money, I can go see a financial counselor?
Well, yes, but we usually call these people financial advisors. They are experts who give advice about money matters.
What if I need advice on a business decision? Who should I see for help?
You would see a business consultant. A consultant is someone who is paid to give professional advice in a specific area. Many times, businesses will hire consultants to help with making important decisions that will hopefully benefit the company.
Oh, I see. 另外几个相关的字 counsel 是劝告劝导所以一个 counselor 就是专门提供建议的人像青少年的夏令营当中就有 counselors 辅导员另外 advisor 和 consultant 都是顾问但是 advisor 感觉上比较主动他会主动的给你 advice consultant 就比较被动你必须去 consult 去找他向他请教咨询他的意见他才会提供你意见。
And here's some great advice. Stay tuned because Studio Classroom will be back in a moment.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. We're talking about beavers. Here's a piece of trivia for you. Did you know that the beaver is a rodent?And a very large rodent at that. So beavers, as cute as some of them are actually related to rats and mice. And what do beavers eat for food? They love to gnaw on tree bark. Gnaw is our next key word, and its example sentence reads, Sandy had a gnawing feeling she had forgotten something at work. Now we can continue with our lesson.Let's pick up the reading on line 5 in the right-hand column. Please follow along in your magazines.
As busy as beavers. Well, after all, Junior, we are beavers, his father reminded him. But I'd rather do other things. Can't we make time for fishing?Begged Junior. Or maybe take a little swim? We will, his father promised. But first, we have work to do. Now, let's get back to cutting logs. But Dad, Junior cried, my jaw has a gnawing pain, and my teeth hurt, and my... Why, stop making excuses, warned Bucky.We don't have a minute to spare. Why, if we don't make good time, we won't finish our dam before the rains come.
Okay, welcome back. So we're in the middle of a story with two beavers, Bucky and Junior. Bucky, the father, is a busy beaver. He is...wanting to work, and he's wanting to make use of all of the logs that he can in building the dam and his lodge to prepare for the flood water. Now, if you make use of something, that's just another way of saying that you use something. And we add some other words to it, make use of, as a way of emphasizing the word use.
So Bucky wants to make use of all the logs that are floating down the river. He wants to work. But Junior, his son, doesn't understand. He says that they should be okay with what they have, their makeshift dam. And before the break, he said, besides, we've been as busy as beavers. So here, Bucky, his father, he says, well, after all, we are beavers. Now let's talk about this after we go to Liz and see what she has to say on Grammar on the Go. Hi there, friends. Welcome to Grammar on the Go.
My name is Liz, and I'm so glad you can join me here in Ottawa, Canada. So, why are we here in the capital city of Canada? Well, our article is about beavers, and did you know that the beaver is Canada's national symbol? Anyhow, here's today's grammar tip sentence. After all, Junior, we are beavers. Notice the phrase, after all. This phrase itself actually has several different meanings, but in the case of today's sentence, it's an idiom that means, let's not forget that. So in today's sentence, the speaker is reminding his son that they are beavers. Use this idiom to remind somebody of a certain fact. If it's at the beginning of a sentence, make sure there's a comma immediately after the idiom. For example, let's go out and find something to do. After all, comma, it's only 2 p.m. This idiom can also be at the end of the sentence. Just make sure there's a comma before it. For example, there's no need to hurry. We are on vacation, comma, after all. If you have your Studio Classroom magazine with you, you'll find some more example sentences in today's grammar tip section. That's it for today's grammar tip. Thanks for joining. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Ottawa. Bye-bye.
So Bucky the father wants to continue working. And so Junior says, but I'd rather do other things. Can't we make time for fishing? And now, if you make time for something, now, you can't really create time, unfortunately. That would be nice if we could create time. But here, Junior is saying, can't we prepare to fish later, or can't we plan to fish later?
Right. Sometimes we say we make time for the things we want to do. We will set apart time to do something we want to do. So he says, even though we're very busy, can't we try to fit it into our schedule? Can't we make time? Or he says, or maybe take a little swim. So he really doesn't want to work. His father continues and he promises, we will, but first we have work to do. Now, let's get back to cutting logs. So they're very busy cutting logs with their teeth.
Yeah. Usually, when I cut logs, I use a saw. But, you know, a beaver doesn't use a saw. A beaver uses its teeth and its jaws, its mouth, and it actually chews through a tree or a log. And so Junior cries out, but Dad, my jaw has a gnawing pain. Now, the jaw is this muscle and this bone in the lower part of your face, of your mouth. And we're talking about a gnawing pain. Now, that's a very clever phrase that he's using there. What does gnawing mean?
Well, gnawing is something painful or worrying that happens, that keeps happening for a period of time. So he's saying his jaw, he's been cutting these logs for so long, and it's been painful for a long time. He wants to stop. He wants to quit, but his father doesn't think so. And he's complaining. He says, and my teeth hurt, and then Dad says, Waya, stop making excuses. And he says, we don't have a minute to spare. We don't have any time that we can waste.
We don't have any extra time. If we don't make good time, we won't finish our dam before the rains come. Now, Bucky says make good time. That means that make fast progress in a short amount of time. Sometimes if you're driving a long distance in your car, you might want to make good time in getting there. That means you want to drive quickly and make good progress towards your goal in not a lot of time.
So they want to make use of the time that they have, make use of the skills that they have, and make good time. Because he says if they don't make good time, well, they might not be able to finish their dam before the rains come. And we know if the rains come and if the water floods, then their makeshift home might be destroyed. That's why they need to make this dam. So they are working very hard. And at the beginning of our article, we have the deck, and it says, Beaver Advice, work first, play later. Now, this is something that Bucky thinks that they should do, and even though his son Junior doesn't think so, they're trying to do this and see what will happen. Now, let's watch today's skit, and tomorrow we'll come back and continue our story.
What do you know about beavers?
Oh, beavers look like giant rats.
Giant rats?
Yes, but they have flat tails and webbed feet.
I wonder why they have flat tails.
Well, the flat tails can steer the beaver as it swims.
Oh, and the webbed feet can help it swim faster?
That's right. Beavers are great swimmers, and they are good builders, too.
Ooh, can they build houses?
Yes, they can build beaver houses, also called lodges or beaver dams.
Oh, do they use hammers and saws?
No, they cut down trees with their teeth.
Oh, what strong teeth!
Yeah, beavers drag the fallen trees into a stream and build them there.
Oh, well, why do they build houses in the water?
Oh, it's a safe place for the beaver family.
Oh, what's that noise?
That is the sound of a beaver slapping his tail on the water.
Why would a beaver do that?
It's a warning. There must be a dangerous animal nearby.
Oh, a dangerous animal.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Ah! Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点是 lodge 这个名词。 Lodge 在这里是指海獭或海狸的巢, 例如, Father Beaver was busy building their lodge while Mother Beaver took care of the babies. 当母海獭照顾小宝宝的时候, 公海獭忙着盖他们的窝。 Lodge 也指小木屋, 例如, The couple has a ski lodge they visit every winter. 这对夫妻每一年冬天都会到他们的滑雪小木屋去玩。 继续我们看的是 makeshift 这个形容词 makeshift 是指暂时的或临时的 例如 The Smiths used their garage as their makeshift office 史密斯一家把车库当作临时的办公室 或者是 The makeshift refugee camp is in terrible condition 这个临时的难民营的状况非常糟糕 或者是 After the earthquake, the church was turned into a makeshift shelter. 地震之后,教会变成了临时的收容所。 最后我们看的是 gnaw 这个动词, 注意它的G是不发音的, 念成gnaw。 gnaw是指啃或者是咬。 例如, Nathan has a bad habit of gnawing his fingernails. Nathan有咬指甲的坏习惯。 gnaw也指侵蚀或者是腐蚀。 例如, the salty air gnawed at the plumbing of our beach house. 盐分高的空气把我们的海滩的房子的水管给腐蚀了。And don't go away yet, there's more coming your way.
As busy as beavers. Beaver advice, work first, play later. Bucky was an eager beaver.
Make way, he cried. Why, here comes another log.
Aw, Dad, Junior pined. We have plenty of logs already. Let's just make do with the ones we have.
Why, certainly not, replied Bucky. We must make sure that our lodge by the riverbank is sturdy and strong. We must make use of all the logs we can. Why, after all, when the floodwaters come, we don't want our home to be destroyed.
Aw, Dad, our makeshift dam is strong enough. We'll make out all right. We always have.
Besides, complained Junior, we've been as busy as beavers.
Well, after all, Junior, we are beavers, his father reminded him.
But I'd rather do other things. Can't we make time for fishing? Begged Junior. Or maybe take a little swim?
We will, his father promised. But first, we have work to do. Now, let's get back to cutting logs.
But Dad, Junior cried, my jaw has a gnawing pain, and my teeth hurt, and my...
Why, stop making excuses, warned Bucky.
We don't have a minute to spare. Why, if we don't make good time, we won't finish our dam before the rains come.
Okay, if you haven't noticed yet, this month's selection of idioms and phrasal verbs all include the word make. To help you get a better handle on these new words and phrases, we created an English activity for you to have fun with, and that activity can be found on page 24. Speaking of new words and phrases, all the key words for this month are listed in the front and back of your magazine. Don't be afraid to cut them up so you can take them with you and review them when you're out and about. Well, friends, I hope you join us tomorrow for our second day and conclusion of this Animal Tales lesson, As Busy as Beavers. Friends, I hope you have a great day. We'll see you next time.